Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, Mr. Wonderful, at your service. I am very excited, folks, about our new friend who's joining us right now. Jim Clifton is here. Jim has become a new friend of mine off the air, but he's a new friend of our shows today. He's the CEO of the Gallup organization. Yeah, that one, the Gallup, the one you hear about all the time, the Gallup polling company, that the global company that that brings us the important information that tells us what's going on in the world out there. Well, he's the CEO of that organization. He's also the author of a landmark book called The Coming Jobs War. And I've asked Jim to join us today to first, just so you can meet him, I want you to hear his voice and hear his thoughts, but also to talk to us about the very important topic of this jobs war that he wrote this outstanding book on. And so he's here to join us right now. Jim Clifton, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, it's great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Jim, one of the things I've been reporting, we all know about the military wars, you know, all the wars we've had over the millennia, right? We all know about, we've also talked about the economic wars, like the one between America and China, so to speak. On this show, I've reported that in the future, one of the big wars that we're going to have across the globe is a water war. As we have more and more people, we're going to be, water's going to become more less of a commodity and more precious. But you say our biggest challenge today is not either one of those. You call it, you say the jobs war is our biggest problem. Tell us what you mean.
Well, you know, if you look around the country right now, Jim, there's an enormous amount of unrest, which is kind of an understatement if you look at the Middle East. But, you know, the instability is sort of breaking out all over the world, and you wonder, well, what's the root cause of that? You know, so many people will say, well, it's religion or it's government, and we've been studying this, and I put teams on this to get to the very, very bottom of it. But there is nothing like being hopelessly out of a job if you want to make it an earthling, I mean, just really uncomfortable. And we find it especially with young males. So if you're a young male and you're in Jordan, Iraq, or Egypt, or wherever, but Russia or Nebraska or somewhere, you are hopelessly unemployed. When you wake up and you experience hopelessness where you not only don't have a job, you also experience humiliation. And then, so then I also have boredom because I don't have anywhere to go. But then you come to me and say, hey Jim, here's a good idea. Let's start a gang or let's go join Muslim Brotherhood. But the ideas you and I come up with just aren't very good. So as we looked into, there's 7 billion people on Earth, 5 billion adults. And when we do our global polls of those 5 billion, 3 billion of them say they really wish they had a job. More than anything in the world, they wish they had a good job. And the reason that we called it a global jobs war is because there's only 1.2 billion real jobs where you get a paycheck.
That was a number that when I read your book, Jim, that was the breakdown that you just gave us, folks. 7 billion people, 5 billion adults, 3 billion. I mean, either have jobs or want to have jobs, but only 1.2 jobs available. Jim, that last number shocked me. That astounded me.
Well, I think that's why, unless that improves. See, a really good question is
a 1.8 billion job deficit in the world.
Yeah, some of those people might be okay with kind of strong part times, but it's at least a 50%. So these global institutions like ILO and OECD, they will report there's 20%. That's a cruel joke. What they do is there's people that kind of trade things, barter, so I give you a little bit of hay and you give me some coal or something like that. They'll call that a job. That's us trying to stay alive. But real jobs, the number is... But you see, if that number grows...
You call the real jobs, they also call those formal jobs too, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, but I think if that thing doesn't start headed the other way, I think you can have revolution in any country, including America.
Well, and my audience has heard... we've reported on the show many times about the demographic challenges that they have. For example, in China, they've got tens of millions of men that don't have corresponding young women over there. I mean, you talk about the issue of young men being unemployed. They've got a real sack of worms and a sack of problems over in China, don't they?
Yeah, they've got a hell of a bunch. I mean, people always say, "Oh, China's coming and all that." They got so many big problems, but I think the biggest one of all is that they messed with Mother Nature, and that's
yep.
gonna
they're the gonna one child pay, the one child pay. Policy. I believe China is not our biggest threat. I think China is its own biggest threat. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've got about five problems that are so big. I mean, I don't see how they get through.
Right.
We tend to always report.
Jim, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, you're going to love what Jim Clifton has to say about you after these messages, small business owners. You don't want to miss this. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.